This is, I was speaking earlier of Guerrero in Taxco, and this actually, this poem is inspired by a visit to Taxco. I was walking next to a friend of mine who was a photographer, and we came across a scene on the road, and he immediately started taking, he had his camera, started taking nice photographs of it, and then he asked me later, can I write a poem? Again, people, if you're gonna ask me to do something, you're gonna take whatever I give you. Can you write a poem, he says, to accompany this portrait, this photograph of the image on the road we had seen? And it took me a while to revisit it because it was such a horrific scene. But I finally did, and it was a strange sort of a reconciliation. Because after that, I felt very good about it. And this image that had given me nightmares for many years finally went away. This takes place in Taxco in Guerrero, and the poem is called Horn. By the road in Guerrero, a cattle cargo truck stops at an incline with a flat. Two brown bulls stand on the bed, bound to the horns to a yoke, each captive, hoof bruised and skinned at the talus, depending on his partner for balance. At the feet, a splash of blood, fiery as a spill of satin, bubbling down like lava, a wound burning through the wood. Not so. The left bull's left horn broke and flew off the head like a bottle cap. Defected, the horn dropped into the brush, biting through, tip down, making its first indentation on its own. Now the bull's skull's left unplugged, like the puckered lip on a plastic baby made hollow by an absent thumb. Stone Anahuac gods have mouths that empty, that round. This whole center is sticky, as if the bull had stuck its black tongue inside for comfort, the way we tickle the missing tooth gum. Will it grow another? The bull's left eye, panic-struck, doubts it, set ablaze with pain. The head's third socket shocks him into thick paralysis. The second bull doesn't move, contemplating a collapse. He gazes at his partner, eye reflecting throbbing eye. There is no seeking pity, no screwing the horn back on.